listening to 91.5 WMFO.
WMFO, Medford, 10:09 in the morning. Wow. I was just like listening to that. That was awesome. You got to hand it to Lily Black and the talents of Mike Barry and the entire band. New record right here, as I always do, called Cover It Up. Nice enough to leave it for me so I could play it. Another wonderful cover of theirs. They did a great cover of the Cave Dogs a couple of years ago, and of course the Police this time was So Lonely. Boston's own Lily Black, nice job. Again, new CD is called Cover It Up. With the cover photo in one of the WMFO bathrooms here on the third floor. Nice. Jackals, just before that, more local new noise from their latest EP that just came out called Bat Brains, with awesome cover art, drawing of a lady with a blood-spattered wall and a bat on the ground. It's called Porcelain. Nice work from those guys. I've told you how much I love them. They're just awesome. Letters to Cleo, that's some older noise, older local noise, 1995, actually, from Wholesale Meats and Fish. That's the name of that CD. It's called Awake, from Letters to Cleo. The great, great O Positive 1990s Toy Boat, Toy Boat, Toy Boat CD. That's right. Say it three times. It's better than once. Train Station Gone. Yeah, Jeff Mias. It's always good to hear them. And a request from across the pond, literally in Stockholm, Sweden. Tommy, the drummer from the great band Stupidity, wanted to hear the new release from Andrea Gillis this year, 2018, called Ladies Love Thunder. That's called Chopping the Tree. Not a bad one on there. It's fantastic. Congratulations, Andrea. I just love it. And I think you'll be in here with me soon, I hope. We'll talk. All right, 10:11 in the morning. Here's the plan. I'm going to do one more set, a five-song set, and then we're just going to talk a little bit about and remember the life and work of Aretha. But first, new noise in this set, new from Paul McCartney. His new record is called Egypt Station, not released yet, but looking forward to this one. This one's called Come On To Me. New noise here at WMFO Medford.
Away. Now I don't see the point resisting your temptation. I've got another girl. Another girl.
Don't make me say that I've got nobody but you. But as from today, well, I've got somebody that's new.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change, called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Wow, we just crashed here at WMFO. Isn't that awesome? Oh, no, wait. Here it is. Forget it.
I'm listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio. WMFO. Medford.
Bravo!
WMFO Medford, 10:27 in the morning. Thanks for joining. Glad you're here. Let me tell you what I played in that last set. Special guests ending that last set. Feel What I'm Feeling. Yeah, it's all about Aretha. From their new record called Half Fast. And special guests. The Beatles just before that. Another Girl. Remastered in 2009 from originally The Help record, of course. Treetop Flyers from 2013's The Mountain Moves CD. Things Will Change. Paul McCartney started off with a new noise, a brand new record due this year. I have a couple of singles off of what's going to be Egypt Station. That was Come On to Me. Okay, at 10:27 in the morning, I have a lot of trouble trying to play tracks for artists that leave us, especially when for all of my life they've been here. Never was there a time when Aretha wasn't walking the earth, and never was a time when I didn't know that she was here. It's stupid, really, for me to try and play a bunch of tracks that are going to encapsulate her work. So the best thing to do, I think, is just to begin and play a bunch of Aretha for the last half hour that I have. It's made up of requests and picks of mine. We'll take up the entire rest of the show, starting off with a request from Benjamin Lowengard. It's Aretha with Dwayne Allman on some really cool slide guitar, covering the band. This is Aretha to start off our set in remembrance. I'll just say R.I.P. Aretha Franklin. This is WMFO, Medford.
I was born and just like the river, I've been running ever since. He said it's been a long time coming, but I know my change is gonna come. Sometimes
WMFO, Medford, 10:43 in the morning. It's a sad day here, a bittersweet day, celebrating the life and work and music of Aretha Franklin. Skylark was that last one, and I know you heard that that note in the last third of the song there. That's what it's known for. That's what she did. From Laughing on the Outside was the name of the record. That was Skylark. Just before that, from 1968, Aretha Now was the CD. Beautiful, You Send Me. Aretha before that with the title track from I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You, a request for Audrey Russell. Thank you, Audrey. Aretha just before that from the same record in 1967, A Change Is Gonna Come. And Duane Allman playing some incredible slide guitar with Aretha on a record called Anthology called The Wait. Thank you, Ben Lowengard, for that request. All right, let's continue as we're running out of time. I'll tell you that, you know, she was just great at hopping genres, if you will. She just sang all kinds of music, even opera. And she's very well known for her version of Nessun Dorma. The story goes that at the Grammys one year, Pavarotti, who was really, really known for this track, for this song, couldn't make the ceremony. So at the last minute, like less than an hour until she had to go on, Aretha was asked to do it, and she said, let me hear his rehearsal. Listened to his rehearsal, said, I can do that. This is not the version from the Grammys, because, you know, the Grammys are kind of, they hold on to their assets. So this is from a record called Jews and the Crown. It's Aretha doing opera, Nessun Dorma, here at WMFO. Guardi WMFO, Medford, Mike here on the mic. 5 minutes before the hour of 11, when Something About the Women will be coming up. And Joanne's going to be sitting in the squeaky chair today. She's here getting ready and looking forward to that. We were just sort of talking about Aretha a little bit and admitting we're both shedding a tear a little bit. I mean, it's hard not to. I mean, even on the Facebook thread, you know, Christopher Johnson, same thing. You know, let me tell you what the second part of that that tribute was. Started with some opera from the Queen, Nessun Dorma from Jewels on the Crown. Then Aretha from 2008, live at Fillmore West. I love the one you're with. And from the Blues Brothers soundtrack, Think. So she went all the way from gospel at the beginning of the set to opera and rhythm and blues, of course, and finishing up with her signature track, which is a cover. It's going to be... Respect, of course. We'll end with that one, and I'll say goodbye to you with that one, and just rest in peace, Aretha. Everybody keep listening. She's gone, but her music is here, so we can always continue to listen to her, and I'm going to make sure I do that. Hope you enjoyed the show. Take a minute to look around and enjoy everybody and everything you have, and enjoy Aretha. My name is Mike. I'll be here next week at 9. Stay here, 11 a.m. Joanne, and Something About the Women. This is WMFO, Medford.
It's 10:59. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and I am subbing in for Something About the Women. And as soon as I can finish getting Spinatron to recognize the right show, we will be off and running. As Mike said, it's been a tough show for him because he's a little bit younger than I am. Sadly,